السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today inshallah we will discuss a few aspects with regards to the dhikr of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dhikr literally means remembrance, but in this context we are talking about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person is in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So true dhikr is where a person at any given time he is complying with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in reality dhikr. That at any time, whatever the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, this person is complying with that command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So for example, in the Quran Sharif it comes, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The beginning of the 21st sipara, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So the gist of it is that there is a hukam with regards to namaz there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that namaz repels evil from a person. That through namaz the person will give up all his gunas and all other evil that may be in his life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So some people, ignorant people, Allah Pak save us also from ignorance and always keep the shade and shadow of our asatiza and our akabirin over us, so that we don't go off the sirat-e mustaqim. But sometimes this is what happens when a person wants to be self-read, then he sometimes get misguided. So some people reading this ayat, they say, you see, Allah Pak said that the zikr of Allah is the greatest. Allah Pak spoke about namaz, but after that Allah Pak said the zikr of Allah is the greatest. So if you are in the function, as long as they are making zikr there in the function, if you miss namaz is okay. If you miss namaz is alright, because they're making zikr there, and zikr is the greatest. So you see how shaitan sometimes uses Quran also to misguide and mislead a person. So we have to know what is the hukam of Allah at which given time. For example, now on the day of Eid, now a person is fasting the whole month of Ramadan Sharif. Now the moon of Shawwal is sighted. Now on the day of Eid, on that day he is commanded that he mustn't fast. So if he says, no, I want to show Allah Pak, I love Allah Pak so much, I kept 29 rozas or 30 rozas, even on this day of Eid, when everybody is rejoicing, my taqwa levels are gone so high, that even on this day also I'll keep roza. So that won't be dhikr. That won't be dhikr. That will be guna. He'll be making guna. So if a person on the Eid day wants to keep a roza, he'll get sin. The person on the Ramadan day he wants to make Eid, he'll get guna. So at every given time, whatever the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat is, we must comply with that. That is dhikr. So if we look at it this way, then every act in our life can become dhikr. Every action in our life can become dhikr. Hazrat gives this beautiful example. He said that you take a person, he is standing on the side of the road, he is a hawker, and he is selling onions and tomatoes and potatoes, and he is announcing in Zulu. He is saying that come and buy my potatoes, come and buy my tomato, 10 rand or whatever he is selling for. So this person, if he is doing it with the intention that I want to earn a halal rozi, because Allah Pak has made it my responsibility to feed my wife, feed my children, then I want to pay my zakat, I want to give some sadaqat, So I'm earning a halal rizq, a halal rozi. So that calling the customers, for him that is zikr. He is getting sawab for that. He is making zikr, he is engaged in zikr. And on the other hand, a person may be in the masjid conducting a program. He is conducting a program in the masjid. But he is doing it to show off. So he is getting guna. That person on the street corner is calling the people to buy potatoes, he is getting sawab. The person sitting in the masjid and conducting the program is doing it for show business, he is getting guna. So like this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which act of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not zikr? Every moment of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in different forms of zikr. But when we talk about zikr more confinedly, then we are talking about keeping the tongue moist with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keeping the heart in the remembrance of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now when we confine it to that, when we bring it down to that, one is the broader meaning of zikr, that every action, whatever is the hukam of Allah, we must comply. And then anything that we do, if we make our niyat correct, then every action can become a zikr. But now when we bring it down, that we're talking about the zikr where a person keeps his tongue moist in taking the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and his heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min is supposed to be like this. A mu'min is supposed to be like this. I heard this couplet from my sheikh. Dunya ki mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. That although the person, he is involved in the mundane activities of life, but his thought is with Allah. His concentration is upon Allah. He will be with everyone. He will laugh, he will joke, everything. But his heart is connected with Allah Rabbul Izzat. I can't remember which buzurg it was, but he had prepared a meal, and he invited everybody over for the meal. All his friends, he invited them. So people came, they sat, and you all are very, very acquainted with this. How we, when we get together for a meal now, somebody will joke, somebody will make fun of somebody else. All the stories now will start. So if somebody is laughing, somebody is joking. But that buzurg, after the whole meal finish, now to teach his friends, he was senior to them, he wasn't showing off, he wanted to teach them. And then he told them, he said that all this while, there was laughing, there was joking, there was everything. But not even for 1 second was my heart not connected with my Allah. Although I sat with you all, you all laughed, you all joked and everything. But not even for 1 second was my heart not connected with my Allah. So this is zikr. That the person's, one is the tongue is moist in taking the name of Allah. The other is the heart is connected with Allah Rabbul Izzat. My Shaykh is Muhammad Spatiya Sahib Daan Barakatum, once and he was quite sick and he wasn't even coming to the masjid for a while. And the one day we went to go and see him, and it was just nearly Maghrib time, and he, after everybody had gone, so he told me, no, take me to the masjid. So that was the first namaz that he was going to go for, you know, from the time that he had fallen ill. Allah Pak grant him long life, sihat, afiyat, sharfi qubuliyat. So I was very, very excited now, take Hazrat to the masjid. So brought the car there into the driveway, put him into the car, and we're driving. So as soon as we got into the car, he read his traveling duas. Now we're only going from the house to the masjid. And I mentioned this to you before, that we don't even regard this as a safar. And alhamdulillah, one, two of our friends also, they too got this habit. That as soon as they sit down in the car, they start reading the travelling du'as. Even if it is going from point A to point B, not really going on a safar. So Hazrat started reading his travelling du'as. And after that, from the house, that time he was still staying in Cactus Lane, so it was a bit further than now from Zinia Road. But from there till the masjid, the whole time he is in dhikr. He is making dhikr, till we reach the masjid. Now if this is the way of our akabirin, now can we even begin to imagine how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have been? When we look into the lives of our akabirin, we get little glimpses of what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have been. Although they are nowhere near even what the sahaba were. But little glimpses we get, little glimpses of how those lives must have been. So if we look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one majlis, in one sitting, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometime, he would recite istighfar 70 times up to 100 times in one sitting. And who was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The one who is masoom. The one whom not only masoom, Allah Pak told him, even if something has to happen also, if you have to make some slip, or if you have to do something that is not the most preferred thing to do, that too is maaf for you. Although those things didn't happen, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was masoom. But Allah Pak said, even if something has to happen, you are maaf. From beforehand you already got certificate, you are maaf. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still making so much of tawbah, so much of istighfar. Sometime Ummahatul Mu'mineen say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you doing this to yourself? So long you making namaz, so long your feet are swelling, why are you doing this to yourself? Allah Pak has already said that you are maaf. He says, then shouldn't I be a banda who is making shukr to that Allah who has made me maaf? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes people, they don't understand that what is the need to sit in solitude and make zikr. The ummah is suffering all around the globe. There is so much of problems, so much of people are not coming for namaz, and people are not doing this, and people are not doing that. And you want to sit down now one side and sit and make zikr. Who's going to make fikr? So you want to sit and make zikr. Who's going to make fikr for the ummah? So definitely, the fikr of the ummah has to be made. But if the fikr of the ummah is not made with zikr, then that fikr will become fakhr. It won't remain fikr. What is fakhr is to become proud. But after that you start pointing fingers at the ummah. Fakhr will start coming in. If there is no zikr, the fikr must be with zikr. Otherwise fakhr will come. That is why Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what a beautiful tariqah he has shown. That you're going out for gush also, but one, two people must sit in the masjid and they must remain in zikr. Because that is the engine. That is the engine. Without that vehicle won't move. And then even those that are going for the gush, what they must do? While they are going, they must be reciting third kalima. Gaze must be low. Mind must be with Allah. Heart must be with Allah. When they are coming back, istighfar. Why all this? Because this is the importance of that zikr. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine now his whole life, jihad, ta'aleem, sorting out this case, making islah, tazkiyah, the tafsir of Quran Sharif, then amalan showing how deen should be practiced. After all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still instructing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. The gist of it is that after you have done all this, now his whole life, whole day was ibadat. From morning till evening was fikr for the ummah. But at the end, Allah Pak is saying, now when you finished with all that, now the meaning of that ayat, you can check up all the tafsir, the meaning of that ayat is, now you go into seclusion and you make ibadat of Allah in seclusion. Some years back, I was sitting in Hazrat's house. It was Ramadan Sharif Sunday. And I just asked him for some nasihat, for some advice. And at the same time, Qari Sahab from Amzintu had also phoned.